This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Senator Bernie Sanders concedes he has a steep climb to close Hillary Clinton's delegate lead in the Democratic presidential primary, but the Vermont lawmaker told a packed arena in Billings last night that he still could end up with more voter-backed delegates than his rival at the party convention. Just 8 more states have elections before the Democratic National Convention. Sanders says voters in those states have a chance to rebuff the party establishment and advance his platform of economic and social equality. His appearance in Montana's largest city following a rally earlier in the day in Missoula. The two events marked first stops by a major candidate in the state since the primary season got underway. Montana's primary is scheduled for June 7th. 27 delegates are at stake. The Montana Supreme Court this week struck down the final provision of a law to deny services to undocumented immigrants. 2012's legislative referendum 121 was, quote, an act of denying certain state-funded services to illegal aliens, close quote. That means they could neither be employed by any state agency nor qualify for unemployment insurance. It also denied
crime victim services, infant hearing screenings, believe it or not, even the ability to attend a public university, much less to get any kind of scholarship or student aid.
That's Shahid Hawk Hausrath of the Montana Immigrant Justice Alliance. The alliance challenged the law, saying it illegally regulated immigration at the state level. Hawk Hausrath, an immigration attorney, also asserted it would have wrongly denied state services to non-citizens with a valid immigration status. In 2014, a Helena judge rejected most of the law as unconstitutional. The state Supreme Court upheld that ruling this week. Justices also struck down its final provision requiring state workers report the names of applicants not legally in the United States. Hawk Hausrath says the original law was intended to send what he calls a coded message.
It had a mean-spirited goal of trying to drive immigrants out of the state of Montana and sending a message that we don't want them here.
LR 121 was approved by 80% of Montana voters back in 2012. Former President Bill Clinton is scheduled to visit Billings next week in support of the Democratic presidential campaign of his wife, Hillary Clinton. The Billings Gazette reports that the former president will speak in Billings on May 20th. In other news, Northwestern Energy's CEO says his company is in no position to buy parts of the Colstrip power plant. The executive and two other CEOs met with Montana Governor Steve Bullock to discuss the future of the coal-fired plant. Its future, however, remains uncertain as Puget Sound Energy considers setting up a fund for closing two of the plant's oldest units. Bullock is putting together a working group to look into finding a buyer for the units. Three states are getting ready for the possible return of grizzly bear hunting in the Rocky Mountains. The Obama administration has proposed lifting federal protections in place since 1975 for grizzlies around Yellowstone National Park. Before the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service makes a final decision by March of 2017, it's requiring Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho to outline what their grizzly bear hunting seasons could look like. Park County may not be Montana's most populous area, but it packs an economic punch. A group of local businesses opposing local gold exploration plans say those projects near Yellowstone National Park threaten that local economy. The Yellowstone Gateway Business Coalition released an economic report yesterday showing Park County has a robust and growing economy. Coalition member Tracy Raish is a Livingston-based realtor.
There are no economics that support a mining operation near Yellowstone National Park. We will lose jobs, we will lose property values, we will lose clean water, we'll lose ranching, we'll pretty much lose everything. And that's why we're here. We're not anti-mining. We are pro-property rights and pro-business.
Lucky Minerals wants to explore for gold in Emigrant Gulch in the Custer National Forest. The Crevice Mining Group wants to explore for gold near Jardine. Both companies say the projects would enhance the local economy, but not harm the environment in the process. An estimated 9,100 people came to Missoula's Karis Park to hear Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders speak yesterday. Eric Whitney has more.
People started lining up before 7 a.m. for the event advertised to start at 12:30. The line to get in extended for blocks, and people were still being let in even as Sanders wrapped up his speech. He spoke for more than an hour, repeating campaign themes that his run for president is different, that he's listening to people other candidates aren't, the middle class, the disenfranchised, and minority populations. In a message tailored to Montana, Sanders said America needs to transition away from fossil fuels, but that he won't forget coal industry workers who will be put out of jobs.
We provide $41 billion to rebuild communities and create jobs for those people who are hurt in that transition.
Montana's Democratic primary is June 7th. There are 27 delegates at stake. I'm Eric Whitney.